Life is tough, but it's tougher when you are stupid. Emotions up, intelligence down. In stressful times, your emotions will demonstrate this intelligence-lowering phenomenon. Mine did. I got an email reminding me that my automatic payment was going to become due in another 2 days. I did not knowingly sign up to anything. So I visited the sales page and found no indication, nor on my receipt. I know how to cancel recurring payments. And I could not find traces of this payment schedule. I got really angry. They are trying to dupe me. So I shot off a support request to the seller, saying that the continuity was illegal. They promptly reacted by canceling all my programs with this company. Une of these took me many hours to set up. It's how I managed my 55 sites. Through this company. Now I am going to feel hate. And a strong desire for them to die several times a day. This is what this hasty, emotion-fueled interaction bought me and them. They don't know yet, but my hunch is, it will bite them in the ankle. Reacting with such a strong emotion. You, me, are high-strung right now. I can hear my downstairs neighbors' high-pitched voices for about 2 hours after they come home from work. Before the epidemic they weren't like this, at all. Some of my students overreact. I can hear it in their partner calls. Find some way to reduce the tension, someone to talk to, write it out, take long walks. I know it is easy to say. And I agree. I have no one I can just fling my anger with and be okay. But as my example shows, unmitigated emotional outbursts can be very, very expensive. I am thinking of begging the owners of that company for forgiveness. It was an employee, a support person who booted me. It is not only anger outbreaks that can damage you and your life. I find myself wanting to eat, and I eat. Your body has to deal with what you give it, and will make you sick, or fat, or both. That is a big cost. And between you and me, I don't know how to arrest it yet. So I am getting rounded again. The ultimate cost is, when your intelligence is low, your actions, all your actions, are actions of a less intelligent person than you can be. And if you are reading my articles, listening to my articles, my podcasts, want to learn from me, your comprehension suffers. Take the sideways view, the dramatic ability to see things differently. Let's take the huge nude dude sculpture, David by Michelangelo. If you walk around it, it will remain this huge nude dude carved from marble. So what? What is the sense of walking around it, looking at it from the side or the back? No sense. Why? Because you took yourself, your mood, your breakfast, your stomach ache, your fears, your history, your arrogance, your person with it. No dramatic result, in fact no result. No ability is needed. Anyone can do it. If that were the task, I would not teach it. I would not call it the linchpin capacity, I would not call it the capacity that is the key to the path to heaven, would I? But that is what every single student of mine are doing. Is it because their intelligence is down? Well, who knows, right? Their intelligence can just be low, too low to get it. But let's consider when I ask them to do it, and the fear-laden environment and be more forgiving. To see, really see the sideways view, reality. You need to leave your history, everything you know, everything you suspect, everything you guess, everything that is important to you and not take them with you. Can you do it? A grand total of 2% of humanity can. 98% can't. Your success and happiness depends on which group you belong to, the 2% or the 98%. Why? Because your actions will be a perfect match to how the world occurs to you. And as long as you have the past in your every occurrence, meaning, you cannot see anything without them, your actions will be a continuation of the past actions that got you where you are now. If you want more, better or different, they are not going to be possible. Unless your past has been a victorious past. And continuing is what you really want. Most don't. People who come to me want to be bigger, have a bigger life, have more fun, more play, more victories. Without being able to look at things anew, without the baggage you are carrying, it is simply not possible. The you, the who you are for yourself cannot morph into someone bigger, better, more capable, it is held hostage by what you know, by your past. Transformation begins with a moment. A moment where you see something that is discontinuous with your past. We call that a glimpse, an insight. If it stays long enough, actions can come from it. And a whole new eye, a whole new future can come from it. Insights are a dime a dozen. Many people get insights. So far none of my students have generated any new actions from their insights. And many didn't get any insights, instead they keep doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different life. If you are in my programs, your job is to get a breakthrough and allow yourself to leave your identity, your ego, your ETCH, your past behind so you can see something different, something not past-based. If you are not in my programs, you may want to develop your mental, intellectual agility to be ready to take off and leave all that crappy past behind. Develop your mental, intellectual agility. The best vehicle I have for you is the 67 steps. Of course you can do it like most of the people, trying to add to their already crowded and nonsensical knowledge base. That is the wrong way to use it. The right way to use it is to be willing to be surprised. To be delighted, refreshed, be born again. To feel like you are on vacation in a country where you don't know the language. You don't know the food. The customs. Where everything you have known is useless. But you can find out what works in this new environment. And do it daily. If you don't have an hour a day for your self-growth, you will never grow. And I recommend that you stop fantasizing about a future that is impossible for you. If you think you are ready for a dollar a day, 1 hour a day adventure of a lifetime, here is the link. Go to step 2. Yourvibe.me/67.